Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Rodgers and Hammerstein hit, Carousel, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Nadine Connor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Nadine Connor and I will bring you our Railroad Hour impression of the lovely Rodgers and Hammerstein hit, Carousel. Listen. You see that merry-go-round? When it starts spinning, that's a sure sign of spring. And you see that handsome fella out in front, attracting all the customers, especially the pretty girls. That's Billy Bigelow. That's me. Right on the merry-go-round!
Hello.
Oh, hello. That's the third time you've been on my carousel today.
Oh, I didn't think you'd noticed.
Not particularly, I didn't. I can have all the girls I want. Don't you know that?
Oh, all the girls are crazy for you.
Say, I got an hour off. How'd you like to go for a walk with me?
Oh, I think I'd like that.
Come on. What's your name?
Julie. Julie Jordan. Oh, I can't walk too far with you, Mr. Bigelow. I have to be very careful.
Of what?
Oh, my character. You see, I'm never going to marry.
No? Suppose I was to say that I'd marry you.
You would?
That scares you, doesn't it? You wouldn't marry anybody like me, would you?
Yes. I would have, if I loved you. It wouldn't make any difference who you were.
Well, how do you know what you'd do if you loved me? How you'd feel or anything?
I don't. Somehow, I know how it'd be.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want to.
Funny kid. Say, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No, of course not.
What's putting it into my head? You're different, all right. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. Be awful. I can just see myself.
Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I love you.
But you don't.
No, of course I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I love you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. Come in an easy way, round in circles I'd go, longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me.
I'm not a fella to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Oh, don't worry.
I ain't worried. But June's almost here, and everybody knows that June's a marrying month.
March went out like a lion, whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May.
May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
But it's coming by coming, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can feel it in the ground.
You can hear it in the tree, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over.
The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers at all the morning glories on the fence.
Because it's June,
June, June, June, just because it's June.
Oh, Billy Bigelow.
I'll bet nobody ever kissed you like that before.
So Billy Bigelow got himself married.
I'm still my own boss, Jigger.
Yeah? How come you ain't got your job barking at the amusement park no more?
Woman who owns the carousel don't like married men working for her. Says it keeps the girls away.
How'd you like to make some money? Quick.
Sure I would.
Well, listen. Tonight, everybody in town will be at the clam bake. And old man Bash will be carrying $3,000 or $4,000 from his factory down to the dock. It'll be easy to hold him up.
Get out of here, Jigger. I'm no thief.
Suit yourself.
Billy. You there, Billy?
Yeah. Well, what do you want, Julie?
Oh, hello, Billy. I've been wanting to tell you something for a couple of days now.
Well, then go ahead and say what you got to say. Belle?
awful hard to tell you. Oh, I'm not a bit scared, because it's a perfectly natural thing.
What is?
Having a baby.
I never figured anything like that. A baby. Go inside the house, Julie.
Yes, dear.
I got some thinking to do. Well, I'm going to be a father. Hey, I'm going to have a son. I'll call him Bill.
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet flat and firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. Oh, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully, to boss him around.
Could it be? Well, what if he's a girl? Oh, Bill. Bill, what could I do for a girl? Me, a bum with no money. She might be so bad. Yeah, I can just hear myself bragging about her.
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is up again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two and three. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me.
My little girl. My little girl.
I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, I'll try, I'll try.
Hey, Jigger, wait for me. I'll do that job with you tonight.
Turn in a moment for Act Two of Carousel. For just a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, to shut out the familiar sight of the room you're sitting in. Now, just imagine you're sitting in front of a huge board, covered with blinking lights, control knobs, and small levers. You're watching intently as a series of lights blink on, one after another, your hand poised to throw a lever. Meanwhile, perhaps 200 miles from where you sit, a speeding streamliner heads northward through the night. On the very same track, a heavy freight train rumbles along heading south, directly toward the path of the streamliner. Long before they meet, however, you move a lever and turn a knob. Automatically, on that stretch of track, 200 miles away, a switch is thrown, signal lights alongside the track change, and the freight train passes safely onto a side track while the streamliner continues to speed on its way down the main track. And by following the progress of the lights on your control board, you witness once again the railroad drama of two trains meeting and proceeding on a single-track line without either train having to stop. And that control of movement, called CTC, or Centralized Traffic Control, is just one of the modern marvels of railroad communications. Another is to be found in the interlocking signals which direct traffic through great terminals. Lights on a map tell the operator the position of every train in the terminal. By pushing buttons or throwing levers, he lines up a series of signals and switches which automatically guide trains through the maze of terminal tracks. In some localities, railroads use signals that deliver their messages inside the locomotive cab itself. These systems provide engineer and fireman with constant information about conditions on the track ahead, regardless of visibility. Still another means of communication supplementing these automatic signals is the radio or induction train telephone, by means of which trains can keep in constant touch with stations and with other trains. And these are only some of the great modern improvements that have been made in calling the signals on America's railroads. But they are typical of railroad progress. For there is no such thing as a railroad stop sign when it comes to finding better ways to bring you better rail service. Now here is Act Two of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, adapted for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee, starring Gordon McRae and Nadine Connor.
This was a real night clam day. We're mighty glad we came. The vittles we ate were good, you bet. The company was the same. Our hearts are warm, our bellies are full, and we are feeling fine. This was a real nice plan day, and we all had a
Where's your husband?
Oh, I'm not sure, Carrie. Or he'll join up with the clam bake later.
You ought to leave him, Julie. I hear he beat you.
Oh, that's not true, Carrie. Oh, he hit me once, but that's all.
Did it hurt?
Oh, no, no.
It makes you wonder.
No, Carrie. Makes no difference.
What's wondering if he's good or if he's bad, or if you like the way he works his heart? What's wondering if he's good or if he's bad? He's your fella and you love him. But father is too at the end will be sad, and now's the time to break and run away. But what if wondering if the end will be sad? He's your fella and you love him, and there's nothing more to say. Something made him the way that he is, whether he's false or true. And something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you. Oh, when he wants your kisses, you will give them to the lad. And anywhere he leads you, he will walk. And any time he sees you, you'll go running there like mad. You're his girl and he's your fella.
See, Carrie, it makes no difference.
Here he comes, Billy.
Old Mr. Bascom.
I don't want to do it, Jigger.
Think about all that money, Billy.
All right. Here I go. Watch out, he's got a gun!
Billy is dead.
You're better off, honey. Both of you are better off.
Leave me alone with him, Carrie. Please.
Sure.
Sleep, Billy. Sleep. Sleep peaceful like a good boy. I knew why you hit me. You were quick-tempered and unhappy. I always knew everything you were thinking. But you didn't always know what I was thinking. One thing I never told you. Scared you'd laugh at me. I'll tell you now. I love you. I love you, Billy. I was always ashamed to say it out loud. But now I said it. Didn't I?
Hello, Billy Bigelow. Where am I? And who are you? You're in the backyard of heaven. I'm the starkeeper. Here's where we hang out all the wet stars to dry.
Heaven?
Oh, you're not in heaven, Billy. I doubt if you'll ever get in, even through the back door. You haven't done enough good during your life.
Well, if I can't get in, I can't get in.
You're entitled to go back to Earth for just one day, if you want to. You could do something real fine for someone.
What could I do?
You might do your daughter some good.
My daughter? My baby's a girl.
She's not a baby anymore. She's almost 12 years old.
Well, now, how could that be? I just came up from there.
A year on Earth is just a minute up here. How'd you like to see her?
Could I?
Her name's Louise.
Louise.
Go on. Go on, Billy.
Hello, Louise.
How did you know my name?
I knew your father.
Is it true what all the kids say, that he was a thief?
Did your mother tell you that?
No, but every kid in town says so.
What does your mother say?
What a handsome fella he was.
Well, he was. The handsomest fella around here. Look, I want to give you a present.
No, mister, my mother wouldn't like it.
Something pretty and very wonderful. A star.
Go away.
Darling, please, I want to help you.
Let go of my arm.
I want to make you happy. Please, dear.
No! Oh, mother, mother, he hit me!
You struck out blindly again, Billy. All you ever do to get out of a difficulty, hit someone you love.
Where is he, Louise? Oh, you see, there's nobody here, dear.
But there was a man, and he hit me. But it didn't hurt, Mother.
Oh, darling.
Is it possible, Mother, for someone to hit you hard like that, real loud and hard, and not hurt you at all?
It is possible, dear. For someone to hit you hard, and not hurt at all.
Oh, Julie. Julie!
Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me.
She took the star. She took it. Now, what can I give my baby?
Courage, Billy Bigelow.
Give her courage. Louise, listen to me. And try to hear me. I can't tell you any sure way to find happiness. all I know is you've got to go out and find it for yourself. You can't lean on your parents. Makes no difference what they did or didn't do. Try not to be as scared of people not liking you. You just try liking them. And keep your faith. And you'll come out all right.
Keep your faith, Louise. Remember what it says on the sampler hanging in the living room?
Yes, Mother.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
Believe it. Believe it.
At the end of a storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song.
Now, thanks to lovely Nadine Connor, to Julie Bennett, Peter Leeds, Polly Bear, Helen Strom, and to our entire company. Carousel, with music by Richard Rogers and book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
For 43 years, the Boy Scouts have been building character and good citizenship, touching the lives of more than 20 million Americans. Next week, Boy Scout Week, 3,250,000 Scouts and their devoted leaders will celebrate the anniversary of the founding of their organization. And the nation's railroads are proud to congratulate the Boy Scouts of America for their outstanding work in helping to build the kind of boys that will make the kind of men democracy needs.
Thank you, Marvin.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, when Virginia Haskins joins us for the Irving Berlin musical hit, Miss Liberty, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Gordon McRae can soon be seen in the Technicolor production, The Desert Song. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Mildred Miller on NBC.